Happy Sabbath, brothers and happy Sabbath, boys and girls. Did you have a good week?
Yes.
Today we're going to be talking about witnessing to others. Witnessing to others is talking about Christ to others. For example, if you see somebody that is hungry, would you just walk past them, or would you give them something to eat? And they're starving, and they're about to die. Would you give them food? Yes, right. The Bible says that the Word of God is the bread and water. And if we see somebody that is hungry spiritually, we give them the Word of God. That is witnessing to other. Like when we come to church, Jesus in the Bible says that we are disciples, and he is our great teacher, and he is our great master. And whatever we learn at home, whatever we learn at church or Sabbath school, we're supposed to share with others. You can share with your teachers, with your friends at church, your friends at church or at school, or with your neighbors or anybody that you know in the streets. And because we're supposed to be followers of Christ, and we want to tell others about the Bible truth that we know. We can never say, oh, I'm too young, or I'm afraid. Of course, we're all afraid. But whenever you're afraid, you should tell, you should pray and say, Lord, help me, because I don't know what to say. Help me, I'm scared. And God is going to take that fear from you, because even adults are afraid, but God is the one that takes that fear away from us. And because Jesus had the spirit of missionary is to tell others about Christ, and we're supposed to be followers of Christ. And do you guys want to tell others about Christ's second coming? Tell him about biblical truth? Yes. Because that is what Jesus wants us to be. That's what Jesus came to this world, to tell about truth. And do you not think that he will want us to also share the same truth? Because we want to be like Christ, to be like him. And as you grow up, God is going to help you to become more bolder and not be fearful. Because when Jesus is in us, he gives you a spirit of not to be afraid. You can go anywhere and speak about Christ. You will not be ashamed to ever speak about Christ and what he has done for us. He's the one that gives us rain every single day. He's the one that gives us sunshine. And he gives us the one that gives us food. He's the one that takes care of our mommy and our daddy. He's the one that wakes our mom and dad to go to work. And he's the one that gives us life to go to school and be able to understand the things that you learn at school. And do you not think that we should be grateful and thankful and also share what we learn? We're supposed to be, share everything that we learn about Christ. And that way we can share our love for Christ to others, and it can spread all over the world. And that is the greatest mission that Jesus wants us to have, to spread the truth and love all over the world. So Jesus can come very, very soon to take us home with him. Okay, who want to have closing prayer? Yes, okay.
God, amen.
Amen.
What's us say? The war. It's not staying in the. What's us say? The sound. No, the pressure.
Amen. You can go back to your seats. Thank you.